Well, the next author who was particularly influential was when I was in fourth grade. I was removed from the city into this very conservative, completely white suburb. And I wasn't getting along with my classmates. And I had this very astute teacher. And one day I started doing poorly in school. And if you failed your spelling test, you had to take them home and get your mother to sign them and bring them back. So I forged my mother's signature, and my teacher got me after class and said, "You know, Lydia, your mother's signature looks very much like your own." Just learning cursive. She says, "You want to talk?" And I said to her, "You forget, my mother is an ignorant immigrant. She doesn't do anything well." And she thought, That was also the year where I had my mother make, I wanted to be Heidi for Halloween. And I made my mother made me this dirndl skirt, and I made her make me this yellow yarn. So my teacher knew that I had some kind of self conflict, and so she started reading My Name Is a Lamb by William Savarian, which is not a fourth grader's book. You know, it's an adult book. And then she read And Now Miguel about the first was about an Armenian boy in California. The second was about a Chicano boy. The third she read was Mise Daughter by Monica Sone. And then fourth she read a thing about Kokomo, about a Iroquois Indian in upstate New York. And then she had two things. She would start the book, and then when we were all hooked, she'd stop and start another one. So we'd all race to read the book. So one, it got the class all reading. And then two, she would always ask, "So how are these children like us? How are they different? What can we learn from them?" So by the end of the year, I loved to read. I'd been exposed to literature, and I was fitting in. So that, you know, she was a wonderful teacher. So Monica Sone and William Savarian, those were influential. And then when I got to adulthood, Toni Morrison, when I was in graduate school, you know, they were very, when I took contemporary American literature, we didn't study a single woman author. This was like the early 70s. And so there were very few women being published. And so I was reading like Saul Bellow and, you know, things like that. But then a friend of mine, I was in graduate school, and I had a friend, Janice Jordan, who was African American, and she found The Bluest Eye, Toni Morrison's first book. And I read it, and I thought, wow, here's our story, you know? This is my fourth grade experience of wearing a yellow wig. This girl, this child wants blue eyes, this African American child. And then, so we started reading every book that she published, and The Song of Solomon also, because it's, again, it's musical, it presents a whole nother world and a whole nother time. So that also was influential.